Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited. Rick Schlesinger, Brewers President of Business Operations, on the line with us this Friday morning. Morning, Rick.
Good morning.
Hey, one of my favorite days at the yard coming up tomorrow, Star Wars night. Ooh, Debbie just brought in the shirt, too. I'm going to show for folks who are watching on the live stream while we talk about it, Rick. You've got a fantastic fan giveaway coming up.
Yeah, no, I was a little surprised that you said I'm going to show it to the fans that you're on radio, but obviously you live stream, so there you go. Yeah, no, it's always fun. Star Wars night is one of our better themed nights, and it's tomorrow. Some tickets are available for that special package, and as well as regular fans who don't want the Star Wars night, who just want to come to the game. But obviously, Cardinals, it's always a rivalry, regardless of the win-loss record. So we're expecting good crowds this weekend.
Hey, one more on the Star Wars night, too, Rick. One thing I just love, you have a fantastic in-game entertainment crew who does all the special stuff in between innings and keeps folks really engaged. They do such a great job coming up with the player profiles and the nicknames they do. I mean, it's really they've got to love putting this night together.
Yeah, they do a fun job, and the players love it. And they, you know, there's some good natured teasing in the clubhouse about how we do it. And of course, you know, the enemy team is always going to have, you know, different sort of Darth Vader
right.
type of theme, but it's fun, and yeah, it brings a little fun to the ballpark and fun experience.
And then Sunday, a big night or a big day as well for the moms.
Yeah, the first 10,000 get a Brewers belt bag. It's also a pink out game, so we have women who have survived breast cancer, and we're going to have some special pregame ceremonies for that, and just sort of bring awareness to breast cancer and the fight to end that.
Brewers President of Business Operations on the line with us for Brewers 360 this morning. Oh, by the way, we have baseball for you at American Family Field, and it's great to have the Cards in town. You could hear the fans in the house yesterday, but you know, I'll definitely take them over Cubs fans. They let you know how knowledgeable they are, but that said, a little bit better relationship with them in our yard, I think.
Yeah, well, we also had about 750 dogs barking in support
right.
of all the runs we were scoring. And, yeah, the Cardinals fans, you know, I give them credit. They've had successful teams. They are knowledgeable fans. They'll tell you they invented baseball, and they'll tell you where they went to high school, and that's all fine. But, yeah, it's nice to beat them, because anytime you're, you know, playing a Central Division team, you just don't know. Every team is potentially good in any given night, and we just got to keep winning and, you know, fend off the Cubs and the rest of the opponents.
Eric was talking about it as well. A really cool thing happening tonight. Bobby Gass makes his Major League Baseball debut. I think it's exciting, and we've seen a lot of this with this young team.
Right.
Anytime a guy gets his first shot here in the show, but this guy is a big prospect, and there are high expectations for him for the crew.
Yeah, no, I think, you know, what we're seeing in the early stages is, you know, some of the fruits of our player development and some great acquisitions by Matt Arnold and his team. You know, there's going to be some ups and downs. They're learning the jump from AAA to the major leagues is a huge leap, whether you're pitching or hitting. And, you know, but this is great to see some of these young, you know, phenoms come up. And hopefully he pitches well and sticks around, and, you know, our rotation could use it. And it's fun to see. It's going to be kind of a special night, certainly for him and his family.
So, Rick, Vince is now wearing the Star Wars shirt. He went with the dark side rather than the light side.
That fits.
He's clearly a Sith. Looking forward to Saturday.
If you had asked me which side, it was not even a close call. Of course, Vinny's going to pick the dark side.
Thank you, Rick. We'll talk again in a couple weeks.
Okay.